Devotional. Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're coming now to the final part of that iconic series on the character of Jesus. And today we come to part 75, and we're looking at loyalty. Loyalty. Just as an aside, on tomorrow's program, we begin a brand new series, and we'll be looking at submission to God, a series on that, submission to God. But for now, let's look at this. If you turn with me to Scripture, let's go to Proverbs, the 17th chapter, and the 17th verse, and it says this. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. I'll say that again. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. There's a distinction there between friend and brother. And I love that. The love we have for our friends is filio. That is the Greek word, filio. And I love that so very much. If a friend is really a friend, that friend is always going to be loyal. Now, I've often wondered how many friends I've actually got. I have got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of associates, or people that I know, that I should know a lot better. But I have very few friends. Friends that I know that if I called on them, they would be there to help me in a heartbeat, whatever the problem. And I believe friendship is so, so important, as is brotherhood. Now, I want to talk to you about brotherhood and loyalty, because this, to me, is the very pinnacle of the Christian message, I believe. You see, I am your brother in Christ. If you are a believer, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, then I am your brother. So why is it then that quite often we don't treat each other as brothers and sisters? Why is it that we're actually acquaintances, as I've just said? I have hundreds and hundreds of acquaintances, and they're all believers. Why are they acquaintances and not brothers and sisters in Christ? That's the question I want to ask you today. We see in the book of Proverbs, a brother is born to help in times of need. And we can read that as a sister is born to help in times of need. If I were to knock on your door one day and tell you that I'd had no food, nothing to drink, I was hungry and I was thirsty, would you open your door and allow me in? Now I'm saying me, all right? But just imagine you saw a homeless person knocking on your door. Just knocking on your door, and you open it, and this person is standing there. Would you open up your house and allow that person in and feed him or her? Allow them to have a shower? Give them some clothes? Would you do that? You see, it's a very difficult question, because I don't even know how I would answer that one myself. I would like to think that I would throw open my door and say, yes, please come in. And I would love to feed you. And I would love to give you some clothes. I would love to do everything I can do for you. Because that is what Jesus would do. Jesus would not turn that person away. Oftentimes we go to church. I've seen this myself. All over the world I've seen this, where I am certain that if someone who was on the streets were to walk into a church, would they be invited in? Would someone try and stop them coming in? I preached once at a church run by a really good friend of mine who runs a homeless ministry. and I preached a message, and the entire congregation was filled with people who were living on the streets, and it was such an honor. I can't tell you the honor. And I was allowed and able to bring them a love from the Lord Jesus Christ. And many of them turned their hearts toward Jesus and became born again. Beloved, I am not perfect by any means. And so therefore, when I bring a word like this, I'm bringing this word to me too. A brother is born to help in times of need. How loyal are you? How loyal are you? I've just been watching on the internet a series of films called 24. You must have heard of 24, where the whole thing is played out in 24 hours, and it's played out in real time. And the one thing I noticed about that was the lack of loyalty everywhere. All the way through it, there was no loyalty at all. People backstabbing other people, people talking about other people. There was no sense of loyalty. And the reason for that, I believe, is because Jesus wasn't at the center of it. But when you look at the church, beloved, when you look at that reformed church that Jesus is coming back for, he's coming back for his spotless bride. And when he comes back, he wants to find a spotless bride where the church is gathered together in heart unity, brothers and sisters, treating each other like brothers and sisters and not like strangers. I went to a church one time, and I can remember this distinctly. It was the first time I'd ever been there, and I wasn't speaking there. I walked in, and nobody talked to me. Nobody talked to me. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she was telling me that she goes to a church in the United States. When she walks into that church, nobody talks to her. She's too shy to go up to someone and start to speak to them. But nobody says a word to her. She sits in the same place each time she goes to this church, and still no one speaks to her. She is completely isolated in that church. Beloved, that is wrong. There is no loyalty there. There is no loyalty in that church. And I believe there could well not be heart unity because of that. We've got to be mindful of that, beloved, when we're in church. When we're looking around and we see somebody that we've never seen before, should we not make a beeline to go and talk to that person? Because that person is a brother or sister in Christ. And I certainly would like to think that I would treat them the way I treat my brothers. Loyalty, beloved, is so very important to us. It is so important, and it is something that Jesus is. It's his character to be loyal. For Jesus said in Matthew, the 28th chapter, "Behold, I am with you always." Listen, do you hear that? "Behold, I am with you always." And then he goes on to say, "even to the very end of the age." He will never leave you nor forsake you. Such is his loyalty toward you, beloved. And all you've got to do is turn to him and say, "Come to me, Lord." And he's there instantly. That's loyalty. Father God, I thank you for your word today. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power due your holy name. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would bless this series and the next series to come. Submission to you, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.